Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 320, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you are new here, each week I share my family's meal plan in this episode. It's just a really quick episode where I just go through the days of the week and let you know what we are having for dinner for the upcoming week. And I also do a blog post, which can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find links to any of the recipes if you hear something that you're interested in making yourself. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, July 16th. So for this Saturday, I'm going to be making broccoli chicken divan, which is from allrecipes.com. And I hadn't made this in a while, and then I made it again maybe a few weeks ago, and my family really liked it, so I'm going to do this again. It's a pretty quick recipe to make. It's sort of like a casserole type dish where you cook like chopped broccoli and chicken, and you use cream of broccoli soup and milk and cheddar, and you put it all together and bake it in the oven, and it's just kind of like a broccoli chicken cheesy kind of dish, and then we served it with white rice on the side. So that's for Saturday. For Sunday, we are doing sausage and peppers on the grill. So I actually don't do these on the grill, even though the recipe in my phone app says on the grill. What I do is I actually cook the sausage and peppers, not the sausage and peppers, the sausages in the air fryer, because they come out almost perfect in the air fryer. And I think it's like maybe 360 degrees for about 15 to 20 minutes. But if you look up, I don't have a link for this particular recipe because I just have like a placeholder in my meal board for this meal. But if you look up how to cook sausage in the air fryer, you'll find it very easily. And it comes out perfect. It doesn't burn like it does on the grill. Whenever I try and cook sausage on the grill, like Italian sausage, because it takes so long to cook on the grill, I don't know if I just don't have the temperature right or whatever, but I find like I always get those dark burn lines in it, no matter how hard I try. And in the air fryer, it comes out perfectly browned and perfectly cooked. And that's my preferred way of making it, even in the summer. So I'll be doing that, and then I'll just cook up the peppers and onions on the stovetop, and then we'll serve those on hot dog buns. So like the air fryer sausage, and then the peppers and onions on top of it on a hot dog bun, or you could do it on rolls or Italian bread or whatever. And then for a side, I'm trying a new salad. It's called corn and black bean salad with basil lime vinaigrette, which is from foodnetwork.com. So this is just, it's like corn, black beans, chickpeas, pepper, and a bunch of different stuff like that in a homemade dressing. So that sounded like it would go good with the sausage and peppers. And then I'm also going to make classic macaroni salad, which is also from allrecipes.com. So that's for Sunday. For Monday, I'm doing hot dogs, which another mistake, which I try to avoid, but I try not to do two things like hot dogs and then sausage like back to back, because they're kind of similar type foods. But anyway, it happens, and I mess up my meal plan sometimes and I don't get it exactly kind of the variety that I'm looking for. But this Monday we're doing hot dogs because we do hot dogs every 4 weeks, like once a month on Mondays. So it happens to be our hot dog night. I didn't catch it, and I put the peppers back to back with the hot dog. So anyway, for the when we do hot dogs, we do the peppers and potatoes and onions in the air fryer, and we put them on top of the hot dog and make like an Italian hot dog with that. And then I'm going to do a can of chili to go with that also. So that's just like a really quick and easy meal. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme. So this Tuesday, we are doing sheet pan chicken fajitas. This is from foodnetwork.com. And this is just your basic sheet pan chicken fajita, where you put the chicken and peppers and onions and some seasonings, and you bake it in the oven on a sheet pan. And then I'm also making white rice on the side with that, because my husband doesn't really love the fajitas, like the flour tortilla, like to make the fajita with, but he really liked the chicken fajita, like the meat and the peppers and onions over top of white rice. So I'm making some of the white rice now when I make this recipe. That way, if someone would rather it on rice, they could do that, or if they would rather rather it on a tortilla, they could do that. So, choices. For Wednesday, we do seafood every Wednesday. So this Wednesday, we're doing bacon-wrapped barbecue shrimp, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is just a simple sheet pan type dish where you season shrimp and you wrap it in bacon and bake it. I don't wrap the shrimp. I don't wrap the shrimp with bacon. I take bacon and I just cut it up in little squares and kind of just layer it over top of the shrimp, and it comes out just as good, and it's much easier than wrapping the shrimp. So that's how I always do that now. And then for a side, I'm going to be making vegetable fried rice. But I don't have a recipe to share for that one because I'm just going to be basically just cooking up some rice and stir frying some frozen stir fry vegetables and seasoning with soy sauce and adding the rice and kind of stir frying it all together. So there's not really a recipe for that one. It's just kind of like a quick side dish that I just kind of throw those things together. For Thursday, I'm going to be trying a new recipe, which is called Instant Pot Hamburger Soup. It sounds weird, but it looks really good. It's kind of like got ground beef and beef broth, potatoes, Italian seasoning, tomato paste. So it looks like it'd be good. It's from saltandlavender.com. So we do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner every Thursday. So I decided to try a new soup, and that's what we're going to do for Thursday. For Friday, I am doing another new recipe. I don't really usually do too many new recipes. Most of you know that have listened for a while. But lately I feel like I've been throwing in a lot more new recipes to try. So this week I have a few new recipes also. I usually try and stick to kind of my general go-tos and then I just rotate. But if I've had a little bit of time where I was kind of browsing recipes online, and when I do, since I have my meal plan already together, I'm able to just easily go in and swap something out. I would rather do it that way than feel like under pressure to find all these new recipes when I'm creating my meal plan. So because of the fact that I already have my meal plans in place in advance, because of the way that I have a rotation, I'm able to go in and swap things out if I have time. So anyway, for Friday, we are doing creamy Italian Instant Pot chicken breast. And this is basically made with boneless chicken breast, chicken broth, Italian seasoning, heavy cream, cornstarch, pesto, and some other ingredients. So it basically just makes like a creamy Italian chicken. And for sides, we are going to do Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes, which is from allrecipes.com. There's not really much to that recipe. It's more just the technique to make the potatoes, which I find they come out good, and it's very quick and easy to make. And then I'm going to do some frozen vegetables on the side, you know, like the steam fresh kind that I could just see what we have and throw something in the microwave to go on the side with that. So that is it for this week's meal plan. I hope you maybe got some inspiration to get your meal plan together for this week. I always think it's important to meal plan because it saves time, it saves money, and it wastes less food. So hopefully this was helpful to you. So that's it for this week's meal plan, and I will see you next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?